from KQED.
Take a drive around California's Delta, and you'll see for yourself how it creates acres of low-lying, fertile farmland. But farming there can be risky business. That same Delta has flooded dozens of farms over the past half century as aging levees have collapsed. Now, scientists are encouraging farmers to switch to a new crop. Instead of growing vegetables, farmers would grow something that has all but disappeared in the Delta, wetlands. Lauren Summer has more.
The morning of June 3, 2004 was clear, sunny, and warm. Not the kind of day when you'd expect a disaster.
You never expect a flood in the summer months, you know.
Farmer Rudy Moosey was growing corn and asparagus on Lower Jones Tract, an island in the Delta 10 miles west of Stockton. That morning, he got a phone call. Water was flooding onto his farmland.
You know, your heart kind of stops for a second or two, and then realism sets in, and you just start moving your equipment, and you get it to high ground.
So how did a flood happen on a sunny day? It's because of a basic rule of physics. Moosey farms on an island below sea level, like a lot of islands in the Delta. The area used to be a huge swath of wetlands where two major rivers met San Francisco Bay. Today, earthen levees hold back that water, unless, of course, they break.
Once a break occurs, you know, there's no way you're going to stop that, not with 10 feet of water on the other side.
It cost about $90 million to drain the island and repair the levees. And it wasn't the first time this happened. Over the last century, more than 150 levees have failed in the Delta.
So this is how we get ourselves in kind of an arms race.
Jeff Mount is a professor with the Center for Watershed Sciences at the University of California, Davis. He says levee building began in the 1850s when settlers came to the Delta for the rich soil. More than 1,000 miles of levees were built.
This network of levees, through time, had to get bigger and bigger for a very basic reason.
That reason? The islands are sinking. As farmers exposed the rich peat soil, it started decomposing. The land level dropped.
Some places they talked about 4 inches per year.
Mount says today it's less than an inch per year thanks to better farming practices. But add up all those inches over the past century and some islands are now 30 feet below sea level. That puts a lot of stress on the levees. And there are other concerns, rising sea levels and extreme floods.
And then the big 800-pound gorilla in the room. We're due for a very large earthquake on the San Andreas system.
Add up all these risks, and Mount says there's a two-thirds chance of a catastrophic levee failure in the next 50 years. That, of course, affects farmers and communities in the Delta, but it could also impact California's water supply.
The raindrops that fall on Mount Shasta are consumed by people in San Diego. Water moves a great distance, and this is one of the critical hubs in that system.
Fixing the Delta's levees is estimated to cost billions. But on some islands, scientists are experimenting with a new fix.
Hey, Brian, will you bring me the bucket?
It's a blustery day on Twitchell Island in the Delta. Ecologist Lisa Wyndham Myers of the U.S. Geological Survey is pushing her way through a wetland filled with a tall reed-like plant known as tule.
Oh, the plant grows, some of these are 16 feet tall. I mean, they're just huge.
That growth is changing the ground we're standing on. Wynda Myers pulls out a soil sample to show me.
So this is all the young, fresh stuff.
The wetland produces this dark peat soil at a rapid rate, 4 inches a year on average. That's huge, says USGS scientist Brian Bergamoski, in a place where the land is sinking.
These islands are like bowls. And the way we see projects like this is you just want to fill up the middle of that bowl and help level out the whole island.
That could raise the land and relieve some of the pressure on the levees. But why would farmers want to replace cash crops with tule? Wyndham Myers points to the soil.
This is basically almost 100% carbon. These take up far more than a typical forest environment.
California is setting up a market for carbon as part of the state's effort to cut global warming emissions. Early next year, companies that need to reduce their emissions could pay farmers to store carbon in wetlands like this.
What is the use of water in this 14-acre wetland?
Virtually the same as corn.
It's the same.
Today, okay, exactly. Two farmers are here checking out the project. Steve Mello.
I'm a Delta farmer on Tyler Island.
And Al Medvich.
I'm a farmer on the dryland side.
They're talking to Brian Bergamoski about how wetland farming might work.
The potential has been demonstrated well. You guys are standing in the middle of it. But there, in order to move from here to the market, we need to develop a lot more technique so people can come and verify that the carbon's stored.
Both farmers seem open to the idea. But Mello says ultimately it depends on the bottom line.
Would absolutely need the cash flow. While it could dovetail with levee stability, it would still need to generate enough to amortize your property value.
Still, Mello says, assuming carbon prices are high enough, growing patches of wetlands could be a feasible way to improve the levees and to stay farming. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Sommer.